It's 5:39 in the morning, California time. We just had a very tense moment happen here at our broadcast location, and I had to remind George that we're at an NFL training camp.
Jeez, man.
As he was playing us funny audio, and he had the volume cranked so loud on his computer, and you got to keep in mind, it's really quiet here in the morning.
Yes.
And he was playing us.
Whisper quiet, and he played the Sacha Baron Cohen, Who is America clip of the Georgia lawmaker who now has lost his job because in the clip he is screaming the N-word at Sacha Baron Cohen.
Jason Spencer.
And George had that cranked up all the way, and I just saw two Cowboys head to the weight room. So they are up and walking around.
My God!
Gordon said that he saw several lights, porch lights turn on.
As soon as you played that clip and that started screaming that word, and you're diving for your computer to find the volume.
I thought they were going to beep it out. I didn't know they were going to.
And it's reverberating through the complex here, and I just start seeing lights pop on one after the other. Dude.
I didn't say it. Jason Spencer said it.
Yeah, you and think that anybody is going to give you the amount of time needed to give that explanation?
I thought they were going to beep it. If you guys were watching it, too. You're just as guilty as I am.
I had nothing to do with that.
If players come down here, we're going to point at you.
Hey, man, play that clip. I'm going to see it right now. They scream bigger.
All right, I've got a race that I want the three of us to enter. Now, it's already started for this year, and I'm not sure when they're going to do it again, but do you remember me telling you about the documentary Deep Water about the Sunday Times Golden Globe race? It's held 50 years ago, 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sponsored by the British Sunday Times newspaper, and this documentary chronicles Donald Crowhurst. They focus on this particular sailor who took part. And this is a round-the-world yacht race. It was held in 68 as the first round-the-world yacht race. There were 9 competitors. Donald Crowhurst was one of them. 4 of the competitors retired before leaving the Atlantic Ocean. And the route, and I think you can pretty much take any route you want, but you kind of have to go south of South America around the Cape Horn, I believe it is. Mm. Then through the South Pacific, then you come underneath the Cape of Good Hope under the continent of Africa, and then you would sail back into port in London. That was the idea. Well, of the 9, 4 bailed out before leaving the Atlantic. There was another one who retired while sailing past the Cape of Good Hope. There was another one who sank while in the lead, and there was Donald Crowhurst, who in desperation attempted to fake the voyage. He faked in his diary that he went to this port to check in, and he wrote about who he saw there, and nothing really added up. He also started to show signs of mental illness. He then committed suicide while at sea.
Gordon. Way to go, George.
One guy completed the race, Robin Knox Johnston, and he became the first person to sail single-handed and nonstop around the world. He won the prize. Crowhurst was in financial difficulty, and that's why he entered this, because he had nowhere else to go in his life. He wasn't even really an experienced sailor, but he was trying to win the prize of 5,000 British pounds. Instead, one guy finished, he won the prize, and it's a legendary race because there have been a lot of documentaries made about it, a lot of books written about it. It's just so crazy. Well, here on the 50th anniversary, they are reenacting it.
Hmm.
And the reenactment started July 1st, and a bunch of sailors in yachts by themselves are sailing around the world now trying to get there first. It started in France, not Great Britain, but in France, and it's the Golden Globe race, and the competitors are out there at sea right now, and this is a very, very bare bones event. And they started from a port in France. Now, they are being tracked. The advantage that you have now that they didn't have in 1968 is GPS. So via GPS, you can follow all of these sailors, as they sail 30,000 miles around the world. And they believe that the winner will do it in about 260 days. They are
sailing.
They're sailing single-handed.
Lost signal.
Without assistance. And they're in boats and using equipment other than the GPS that they used back in 1968. So you have no support crew. You have no weather routing advice. You have no cell phone. You have single sideband radios for communication. And that's it. You cannot go to a port and restock. So when you leave port, you have to have everything on your boat for however long you think it's going to take. You got to plan for about a year to get around the world. So you have to have everything stocked on your boat. There's a woman. She's the youngest. She's 28. And there's a gentleman from France who's the oldest competitor, 72. So you have all age groups in between. Do you think you guys could do this?
No.
George, George, you're a boater.
I know. I love boats, and that's on my list to learn how to sail. But I don't think I will ever sail in the ocean. I'm just too freaked out about what's beneath. And there's no way I'd go on a long sail like that.
So how big are these boats that they're
40-footers, probably?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-mm.
And they say they're facing 9 months at sea alone. Keep in mind, no cell phones or anything like that.
But they have internet, right?
I don't think they have internet, no. And they've got huge waves to contend with out there in the middle of nowhere.
Katrina? Or just
the waves? I guess.
You could hit a hurricane, I guess.
Yeah, we are.
We're getting close to hurricane season, aren't we?
We are in June 1st, I believe, is the start of hurricane season. So, yeah, we're in that.
No.
And they say that the biggest problem is sleep, because
it's vaping.
Hard to sleep on a boat, and a lot of the competitors are saying that sleep is an issue, but the biggest issue is just being alone for nine months at sea.
Gordon alone for 9 months, you would drive yourself crazy in the first 2 days.
Yes, I can't do it more than 3 days. My brain starts eating itself. I mean, after 3 days, I'd get three days away from shore, and I'd be so tired of Coco talking to me.
You would strangle yourself.
Yeah.
In a 2006 interview, the winner of the 1968 race, Knox Johnston, said that when he wasn't battling the gigantic waves or fighting off sharks, he kept saying during the thousands of miles of ocean solitude by reading poetry and singing to himself.
Gosh, that drives me insane, singing to myself. And that's the other thing. I don't think I could make it alone without talking to anyone if I was on land and had a bunch of stuff to look at. Now you're talking about being at sea, where everything looks the same no matter where you turn.
Every day.
Every day.
It looks exactly the same.
God, that's torture.
Well, they're in the middle of this recreation of the Golden Globe race, so we'll occasionally update you. Susie Goodall, no relation to Roger Goodell, is the youngest competitor.
No one thought
it was. She's the one featured in this article that I read yesterday. So we'll continue to track these competitors via GPS and give you occasional updates.
All right.
God bless them all.
Yeah, man. That's.
But mainly.
Hopefully none of them meet an end similar to the one Donald Crowhurst met by offing himself on the boat.
Mm. How did he get a bathrobe tie?
That's not the only way to do it. And the Cowboys weren't the only local team making news yesterday. The Mavericks had a pretty interesting announcement.
They have the new CEO, Cynthia Marshall. By the way, when does the full report come out on how we're going to fix the Mavericks?
That's a good question.
I thought we're past that point, aren't we? The original 90-day thing?
Yep.
But she did say yesterday, in a report that was in the morning news, that you will see a change to the Maverick dancers. And she wants them to show less skin and dance more, quote, wholesome routines. We want the focus to be on the dancers as artists and to highlight their skills, not to be eye candy or sexualized. So, a lot of questions about this. What does that look like? Does that mean they wear sweats now? And they're not wearing the short shorts and the pretty tight tops? Or
what are we doing with uniforms to begin with? And then what's a wholesome routine as a, compared to just girls out there dancing?
All right, my best guess is that that means sweats. And you'll see the Cowboys cheerleaders when it's really cold. Don't they wear sweats?
Yes.
I think that's what you'll see. Because I can't think of anything else. They're not going to put them out there in pie. What the hell is that?
We still on the air?
They're not going to put them out there in Pioneer Woman dresses, are they?
That's what someone said yesterday. It'd be a dress like Gordo wore and Poitras.
So they're not going to be in those kind of dresses. It's got to be sweats. And then I think a more wholesome dance, I think they're just going to eliminate any kind of pelvic movement.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be swiveling the hips side to side or thrusting the pelvic
area
forward.
Well, I think that's a really, that's a hard line to draw, though. What's suitable to, you know, dance a dance move and what's not?
Well, it sounds like Scent knows, so she'll go to practice and she'll review the moves, and she's got her line, I think.
And this is another one of the great Gordo predictions. I think we touched on this subject months ago, and I think Gordo said eventually we will not have cheerleaders dance teams.
That is exactly right.
That we will do away with them.
You know, they're trying to walk this fine line right now of we're putting these women out there. We don't want them to be looked at as sexual objects. We're just going to show it's going to be a skills competition. To show them, and then we're going to make sure that we get women of all body types, because beautiful women don't just come in one shape or size. And then it's, you know, we're going to have guys get involved in this too, because this is not a gendered thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's become, you know what, this is just too controversial. We're just pulling out of the whole deal.
Yep.
We don't need all this mess, because how are you going to get around the fact that these women are chosen not only for their ability to dance? The ability to dance is the thing that enhances their sexual allure.
Yes.
This goes back to the us as animals. And sex appeal is appeal.
Yeah. And the Mavericks aren't the only ones. The Spurs dropped their team.
Yeah, they did.
There's no more silver, whatever they were, silver dancers. They're gone. And they said they're going to be replaced by a wholesome fun bunch or something like that.
Right.
That I guess is just going to come out and shoot T-shirt cannons and all that.
And we'll also have the argument of, this is unfair that we're doing this to women. Why are we punishing these women? It's not their fault that they're sexually attractive. And why are we telling women what to do with their bodies by saying they can't dance however they want to dance?
Men enjoy looking at beautiful women, as I'm sure women enjoy looking at beautiful men, right?
Mm-hmm. People just enjoy looking at beautiful people.
Yes.
I mean, women can enjoy the dancers, too, because it is an aspirational thing. They're very attractive, and they are great at what they do.
Right. So that's what's behind the cheerleaders, especially at the professional level. I guess at the high school and college level, they were created because they actually did lead cheers.
About spirit, yeah.
So maybe there were actual cheers being led by the cheerleaders, but that is never the case at the professional level. At the professional level, they were created because they are eye candy, as Scent said. Well, she's going to be disappointed to find out that most of the Mavericks fans, male fans, are not going to have any interest in seeing the Mavericks cheerleaders wearing sweats and doing wholesome dances. And that's just the way it is.
That it shouldn't be that way.
I know it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is.
Well, we're changing.
So for her to say we're going to just highlight their skill, I think that's going to lead to the demise of the cheerleaders. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't. I've never understood the role of cheerleaders, other than then the reason Tex Schramm put them on the sidelines was
it kind of goes back to the Cowboys
for the network cameras to find the beautiful women and enhance the image of America's team.
Mm-hmm.
That America's
trying
team
to leverage their beauty.
Yes, was all about glitz and glamour.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of those women who are dancers, they don't have a problem leveraging their beauty. That is something that is one thing that is amazing about them. That is one of their talents. We're all born genetically with talents, and these women are genetically gifted to be very beautiful. And the fact that they've added incredible skill to that beauty makes them marketable as a dancer for a franchise. And to sit here and say, we need to govern what they do based on how people view them, how the guy in the stands views them. We want to make sure that they are not seen as a sexual object. And then we'll come back with the other thing. What's wrong with being seen as a sexual object?
Right. And yeah, I wonder how the dancers feel about
paralysis.
It. Do they feel somewhat of, do some of them feel relief of, man, I'm glad I don't have to wear that outfit anymore? Or does someone go, what are you doing messing with our outfits? I like dancing.
Well, that's
like
the
that.
Strange thing, because I've seen that a lot of these dancers have talked about how they become dancers because it's great on their resume. It gives them exposure to become models. Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly an occupation that seems to be based on looks.
Right.
And based on how you can leverage your looks to attract attention to a product. So I don't know how we're going to get away from the whole looks thing and just make it a skills competition.
Right.
Maybe we will. But I tell you another thing the Mavs need to address, and maybe Synth is going to do this, is that the Mavs maniacs are out there basically laughing at fat people dancing. And isn't that problematic?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it problematic that we get these heavy set guys? Why do they have to be heavy set?
Right.
Why were they heavy set to begin with?
The exact opposite of the Mavs dancers.
Which was offensive when you think about it. We want to laugh at fat people, so we're going to put guys out there dancing and make them dance in a feminine type way, which dances into that whole category.
And in a sexual way.
This gendered thing that these men are doing, and they're heavy and they're doing it. They're the counter-programming to the dancers. So both of those things probably need to go away. But then you're just making these women and guys lose their gigs.
Yeah. I think some of them will go away, and I think this will start filtering down to the college ranks. And, heck, maybe even the high school ranks. Maybe some say, well, I don't think cheerleaders should be on the sidelines in skirts anymore. Or the drill team that does a routine and they're just wearing shorts and a tight shirt. That shouldn't be done anymore. And some of those dance routines are, I mean, they base it on cowboy cheerleaders, Mavs dancers.
Right. And maybe that's not the paradigm they should be going for. Maybe the idea should be that the people who are on the sidelines that are doing wholesome dances need to reflect the way Americans really look. And then you know what? We don't want to see the way Americans really look. We want something aspirational.
Right.
We want something that is the idea of these are the best of the best of whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
I just want a bunch of regular people out there doing that. No! Sports is about non-regular people. It's about having the best, whether it's the people surrounding the athletes that are out there on the court and dancing. I want them to be the best, too. This is the idea of excellence.
Yeah, there's a reason that movie stars and television stars are usually attractive, or models are usually attractive. It's because that's what we like looking at, or that's what we want to watch. And Scent is going to be disappointed when she trots out a bunch of just extremely average-looking women in pioneer dresses. No one is going to pay attention to that. No one is going to care about that. Everyone's going to get up and leave their seat. And no one's going to say, oh, wait, I understand that they're really skilled at this particular wholesome dance. We're going to be glued to that.
Well, we're exaggerating it. I doubt they're going to be women in pioneer dresses that are overweight doing square dancing. That's not what this is going to be.
Your maverick pioneer women.
And maybe the women, and I don't know their outfits, maybe they do need to have more clothes on, but isn't this problematic that, you know what, they're in skimpy outfits and that's unwholesome? I thought that was also the wrong message that we send out, that women can't dress however they want to dress and show as much skin based on just because guys will slobber over them. That's on the guys, not the women. The women should not have to change the way they dress based on people's reaction.
Aren't the Mavericks going a little overboard in trying to correct? Aren't they overcorrecting? Like, the article came out in SI, and then the other couple of articles came out, and then it felt like the Mavericks fired every man in the organization and put a woman in his place, and now they're going to outfit the dancers in pioneer dresses, and it seems like they're going so far and so transparently overboard
it. But I think that's what we require. Culturally, that's what we want.
And they have special circumstances, so they have to address a number of issues. But I think some other teams, as we mentioned, the Spurs have already done this. I think you'll see uniforms change maybe with some other NFL cheerleader teams. I think they'll start changing theirs. I think they're going to go a lot more conservative. I think this is going to be a movement that you see. And I
absolutely agree with you.
And I don't know how people are going to react to it. It may just get to the point where we get so tired of debating it, just don't have them.
Right.
Just fire off a bunch of T-shirts and don't worry about it.
I mean, if we want to change the impossible beauty standards that women feel that they're under, we've got to start getting away from this idea of attractiveness. And to do that, I mean, we're really going to have to start doing a lot of cultural changes to try to reprogram our biology.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's getting away from nature. If you want to get away from attractiveness, everybody, some more than others, but everybody wants to be attractive in not only humans, but in the animal kingdom. You do whatever you can to attract a mate. And it's like, in some cases, men and women want to be sex objects. They love the idea of being a sex object until they are acknowledged as a sex object, and then they want to be seen as more than a sex object. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you reprogram our biology to where everybody's just androgynous and everybody wears a bodysuit and nobody shows anything.
Well, it would solve a lot of problems if we did move to this idea of, you know what, let's all relieve ourselves of the pressure of being attractive. And it would be great.
Everybody shaves their head.
Well, we can just eat whatever we want, and we don't feel pressure to be attractive to other people. I think that it would solve a lot of these issues. But I think we're going to try to have our cake and eat it too. We want to be attractive, and we don't want to be held to any beauty standards. How's that going to work?
I'll tell you, I think you guys are right. It is it's already changing, and I think it's going to pick up steam very rapidly here. I think the one team that will be a holdout will be the Cowboys. I do not think they'll change the Cowboy cheerleader uniforms. They'll be the last ones. If they do, they'll be the last ones.
Well, Charlotte's in charge of them, right? Charlotte would make that call, right?
Ultimately, I guess, yeah.
Well, Jerry, right? I think Jerry ultimately would make the call.
But I think Charlotte's the one in that Jones family who could probably stand up to Jerry if she had a strong opinion on it.
Jerry told us a long time ago they're the pick of the litter.
The litter.
Yeah.
God. Tone deaf that kind of talk is. Jeez. Yeah, so would Charlotte make the decision? You know what? We need to put clothing on these women that de-emphasizes their natural sex appeal. Because those girls
have
wonderful figures and traditionally attractive bodies.
And if that happens, would they see fewer women wanting to be a Cowboys cheerleader? Because I think there's a reason that they do it for $50 a game.
Right, because they are seen as elite.
The prestige of it.
They are seen as incredibly elite, and that means that you bear the stamp of you are officially one of the most attractive women in our entire culture.
Right.
You are a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
But I wonder if sometimes they feel weird about the uniforms they're in as they're standing next to a bunch of knucklehead.
But isn't that just the natural conflict of having a body in this world? Guys have body shame all the time and body self-consciousness all the frickin' time. And it's never really talked about. We act like it's just the province of women. And I do think that women suffer it more than men, but to pretend like men don't do it, I mean, that's just... It's awkward being in the world and people seeing your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you still want your body to be attractive. And yet you still get uncomfortable when someone looks at you like you're really attractive and you don't particularly find that person attractive. You can't filter out on a granular level which people are going to leer at you and love you. You love it when Fabio does it. At least I love it when Fabio does it to me. But I hate it when George does it to me. But I can't control for that.
Well, I can't wait to see the Little House on the Prairie outfits that
the
Mavs dancers will be wearing this year.
Touch the V.
I got an email this morning.
Google? Google?
X hamster? Thanks for the internet.
All right, it is 11:35.
May I just say, Trey Mitchell's song is better.
What's X hamster? What site is that, Norm? Why'd you say that?
What is X hamster?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea. I didn't say that.
You did. That's clearly your voice saying X hamster.
I know. It was clearly my voice saying X and clearly my voice saying hamster. But I'm not sure I said X hamster. Did
you
I?
You did now.
You definitely... It was not edited. You definitely said it. And I don't know what it is.
Was it? If it was edited, now you've got it clean.
And that's what we need. All right, this is Touch the V. This is
where, hamster?
This is where we show Norm things that have gone viral. So let's face it, Norm's not scrolling up and down on Twitter. He has no idea what videos are out there that's gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we will show them. All right, Norm.
Okay, what's this one?
This one is kind of a feel-good one. Okay. This has been viewed 4.28 million times.
Say what?
Yes. This is a homeless guy applied for a job at McDonald's and was told he needed to shave his beard. When an officer spotted him struggling to shave without a mirror, he helped him get cleaned up, and the guy got hired. So this is the video. I don't know what the audio is about. I don't even know if we need it. But it's showing this police officer helping this homeless guy shave and get ready for his interview at McDonald's. And he got hired. With all the bad things that's going on with cops around the world, and it's needed. You have some bad ones. That's a good dude that's helping that guy out that's going to get trying to apply for a job.
He's actually... He's shaving him.
Yes.
Is he shaving him with the electric razor?
Yes, with an electric razor, yes.
And the cop just had one?
I think the homeless guy had one.
But he didn't know how to use it?
He didn't have a mirror.
Oh, okay.
So he's struggling to shave without a mirror. I don't think he was trying to completely cut his face off. He was shaving without a mirror. So the cop went out and helped him shave.
Yeah, this guy didn't have like 2 days growth. This was a lot of hair. Yeah, he had to cut off.
Yeah, liked over 128,000 times, Norm. Retweeted over 37,000 times. This went viral.
All right,
let me show you this one. Hang on before you look at it. This one is titled "Hold My Beer, I'm Gonna Leap Over," and here we go. Norm?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You have to describe what's happening. Oh, shit.
First of all, that guy can't leap over anything. His stride's about a foot. And he obviously did not spend the morning at the gym. Let me just put it that way.
No, he did not. Boy, he is thin.
He's choppy stepped, and that looks like gray hair to me.
I was going
to
say, is that a white dude in their 40s maybe? And he's trying to jump over like a cement kind of a ravine type thing, but it's maybe what, 6-8 feet?
Okay.
Maybe five feet wide.
About 6 feet, 6-7 feet.
And that's a cement. He fall into the... Oh, Lord!
His approach to the edge is the funniest thing. And he hits his head on the cement barrier before going down.
We got to describe this for people. What it is, he's running and he goes across the sidewalk. And it's a drainage thing, but it's a well-built drainage thing. It's concrete, and it looks to be maybe 6 feet wide and maybe 6 feet deep. And the guy thinks he can jump it. Well, if you're going to jump it, you got to run and take off like a broad jumper.
Okay, Mike, let's count his steps as he's trying to get to the edge of it. Okay, I'm going to count them.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, Norm's absolutely right. The key to this is a tip for anyone trying to jump over anything. You need commitment.
And he gets to the edge, and he gets choppy footed.
Yeah, he got about 4 or 5 steps right at his launch point. No velocity.
None.
Boy, and
none.
He made it just far enough to where his face got to the cement edge.
Oh,
not even close. You see how people will triple jump in their long stride and they're picking up speed. When he gets about 5 steps away, man, he slows down, he chops his steps, and he's not even close to making it.
Oh,
that.
I hope they went in there, because there's some water at the bottom of that thing. He might have needed immediate
assistance.
Help. Oh, God.
Who fished him out of the cement pond?
I do not know who fished him, and I'm glad they probably did. Okay, this one, Norm, has been viewed 1.77 million times. I have to get it back. Hang on.
Okay.
This is what happens when you do this stuff like I'm doing it. Okay. I have to find a better way. Okay. 1.77 million times this has been viewed. It's a guy that's marrying a girl from LSU. He went to Alabama. His groom's cake is from Alabama.
It's the Alabama A.
Right.
It's in crimson. It's a white frosted cake.
Yes.
With the big Alabama A on it, and trimmed in crimson.
So his wife went to LSU. He's cutting his groom's cake. We're all having fun because we're all married, getting married and stuff, right? Thinking about what we're going to do
with
the honeymoon.
Put that knife down.
So he gets his Alabama cake to pull up a piece. And everyone's going crazy because on the inside of it, Norm, you will see in just a second, he has his hands on his hips. He's disgusted because on the inside of his Alabama cake, Norm,
is an elephant.
You'll see in just a second, the wife comes over. It's purple and gold.
Oh.
His Alabama cake has LSU colors, and he is not happy. That's a great bit.
It's a good bit. Now, that's their wedding cake.
No, that's his groom's cake.
Groom's cake.
Okay, I didn't know that's a thing. So he gets his own cake.
Yes.
Yeah, have a groom's cake, and then you have the wedding cake.
Is that at every wedding? That's common?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had that. Yes.
Very common.
I have that.
Yeah. Now, his comeback literally is to say to her, just wait till November 5th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
when Alabama plays LSU, whatever the date is.
She got him right there. Now,
she got him.
Retweeting all these with the hashtag #TouchTheV. Because that's what we do. And the title of this is Alabama Crimson Tide Groom's Cake Sabotaged by LSU Bride. Great bit.
I like that bit.
And I will bet you that purple and gold cake is pretty tasty. Now, the Alabama
cake. Cake dye.
No, that's going to be.
It's all white cake that dye is thrown into, right?
What's going to have a taste to it? Like if you had a red velvet cake, red velvet tastes like red velvet, right?
Yeah, but they can make it any color.
Yeah.
With any flavor.
There's blue velvet.
I just want to think that LSU cake will be very, very tasty.
Like what's lemon and grape?
Blue velvet. Wasn't there a good song about blue velvet, Jeremy?
I thought that was black velvet.
Yeah, there's also a blue velvet.
Oh, who sings blue velvet?
Black velvet sounds like a stripper name.
Black velvet is the name of the alcohol where I... First time I got really, really, really wasted.
Really?
Yeah.
Must have been really cheap then because everybody's first time,
yeah.
It was really, really cheap alcohol.
Bobby, in college, of course it's cheap.
Bobby Vinton sings Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet.
1963. Hit.
Black Velvet. Uh-oh. Where the Blue Velvet?
Cake.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Just start singing it here in a minute.
Yeah.
When the Blue Velvet falls.
Keep going.
This is a song from my youth, okay? When's the last time you saw a woman wearing blue velvet?
Strip club.
Okay.
I don't know when's the last time I've seen blue velvet. Are those the only two words you know?
That's the part that he jumps in. Velvet.
And he leans into it, velvet, and he says nothing else.
Now, there is a song called Black Velvet sung by Alana Miles.
Isn't that like a rock?
Black Velvet, if you please.
Right, right. And those are only two words of that song that I know, so I can't talk about you. All right, let's go to the next one. This one is titled, So My Brother Got His Wisdom Teeth Out, and I Can't Handle It. So you know how you can, be a little drugged up when you have your wisdom teeth out. All right, so this is the guy that has his wisdom teeth out, Norm. Okay. It's been viewed 1.39 million times.
In the background.
There he is right there.
Okay, here he comes.
He's walking up. He has they're trying to get him under control a little bit, and he, poof!
Oh! Oh, Lord!
And he's laughing about the whole thing.
He face plants into the glass door.
He's so doped up that when he hits the screen door, he just starts laughing.
Now, I had my wisdom teeth out, but I didn't have that big chin wrap.
I know, it looks like a neck brace, but on his face.
Yeah, it looks like about a 6-inch wide ace bandage that wound around and around and around and around.
All right, you have to see it again from the beginning, okay. Norm, because he's almost simulating like he's playing football, and then he runs, and that's why he runs into the screen. So you'll see him.
Look at Mom trying to, like, wrangle him.
All right, so he's at the tree, and he gets down into a three-point stance. He touches it. He's in a track stance.
I'm fine, man. I'm fine.
Let's go. Let's run to the house.
Here we go.
Everything's great. Let's get up these stairs. Oh, no.
Oh! Oh, he misses the first stair, then misses the second stair trying to stabilize himself, and...
he's cracking up. That's the best part.
He is, because he... I don't think he can feel it. He's so drugged out, he didn't feel it.
That's so great. That's been liked, retweeted almost 35,000 times and liked about 95,000 times, Norm. How great is that?
How great is the internet, Norm?
It's great. Thank God for Al Gore.
Yes, he's the man, right?
Had he not invented the internet, where would we be right now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this last one, it says, I've never felt more disrespected in my life. The audacity. This is showing a guy at a restaurant. This has been viewed 4.49 million times.
My.
Check this out. They're at a restaurant. There's a little toddler at the table kind of eyeing her boyfriend, giving a smile, and then she's gonna look back over and look at the eyes that the baby's giving the
okay.
He's actually pimping the guy at the table, smiling. It is really funny. It's a really funny visual. The caption says, she's trying to take my man, I'm sick, and the little girl is eyeing the guy at the table while the girl is filming. Very, very funny. Hang on, that's been retweeted almost 100,000 times.
That's cute.
So that's very cute. I've had that happen to me before, you know.
What, a girl at a fast food joint? Just
a baby.
Oh, really?
That,
crushing on you?
That gives me the eye, yeah.
You guys smile at babies every time you see them?
Every time. It happens in church a lot also. That, you know, you're sitting in the pew behind a kid, and she kind of looks back, and she's smiling, and then I smile back, and then she bounces up and smiles, and then Twig gets all jealous and all that good stuff. So, hey, that's what happens. All right, last one, Norm. 3.75 million. This is titled My Parents' Last Weekend. So we have a guy.
That could mean a whole bunch of things.
No. His parents last
weekend. Oh, okay.
That's what he said. Not their parents.
I was thinking,
wow,
he's previewing the death of his parents.
So here we go. So he turns around and shows his mom and dad, and they are grinding. And his dad points.
Indicating that's how you were made?
Right. And the guy is so disgusted, he just said, I gotta go. I gotta go. But, man, I think I would freak out if I saw my mom and dad on the dance floor like that.
Yes.
Yeah, and mom is facing the same direction as dad.
Yes, I mean, he
and dad is behind.
But
he
the
a boy.
Point... The point kind of gets it all, like, yeah, the,
like,
dear son.
See it. You see it.
This is how it was done, big boy. All right, there you go. That's Touch the V for another week. Coming up.
Previously on Bad Radio.
How'd you get
done? I got T.O.
When?
Earlier, yeah. Wow. He was signing, yeah.
You got T.O.
Oh, yes, I did.
Nice.
I love you guys so much.
Well, thanks.
I really do. I love the ticket. And I love Norm. Oh,
how can you not love him?
Oh, yeah. And I love you when you were talking to Miss Price. And I also got to meet the great Donovan. Woo!
You get a kick out of the fact, still after all these years, that somebody like Kim Kardashian's in the stadium watching your football team practice?
Well, I do. I did run into... them, her, Miles, Tony, they had a little break today, and the starters didn't have to practice this morning, so I ran into them having lunch and almost swallowed my sandwich, but other than... No, it's good to have her here.
The Ticket Team is your eyes and ears from Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, California this week. And no ticket trip would be complete without our most dynamic duo making an appearance.
I don't know if you guys heard Norm's Hollywood adventure last night.
Oh, yeah.
But he went to a party in Malibu.
So you were with Mary? Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
And
Norm and Mary.
That's right. Norm and Mary. Spending their time in SoCal among celebs.
And Mary goes first to use the bathroom. He's standing outside waiting. Walks up. Morgan Freeman.
Getting to the bottom of Cowboys issues by picking the brain of Morgan Freeman.
I walk out and he says, you know, I was just about to carry this woman away. And I said to him, I fully understand.
But the thrill-seeking Hollywood lifestyle didn't stop there from our camp reporters.
We binged-watched Downton Abbey. Have you ever seen the series?
With all that talk and football, there's always time to see what the Cali nightlife offers.
She's also doing a photographic workshop with a professional photographer she's contacted out here.
And the beauty of the outdoors.
No surfing. Mary's going to go out, has gone out to the beach and done yoga out there.
And of course, enjoying the local cuisine.
Went to the Cajun Kitchen a few times.
It's the Ticket's Cowboys Insiders, Norm and Mary, covering camp like only they can.
Mary got a lobster wonton, and she got a lobster roll. She was in the lobster yesterday.
On Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Spartan, what's up?
How are you?
Good. Computer.
All right,
DJ Paul, 360 Mafia. You ever listen to 360 Mafia music?
Yeah.
DJ Paul right there. It's Jerry Grandson right here. Just heir to the throne right here. You ready for the season?
Yes, I am. Yes, sir.
Oh, I love seeing you in the draft room just chilling. So nice and calm. We got a couple shows at some of the colleges and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my car. You get to sneak away some weekend, come hang out with us, we'll get you
Sounds
on stage.
Great. Awesome. Thank
What's
you.
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Hey, are we a trainer over here, man?
Trainer.
Hi, this is Lance Dumbo of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to Jerks, Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
In just a couple months, I'll be hearing how great the Coos is.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
On three, one, two, three.
Now, today's extra daily cast would include Dan's daughter will no longer have to ask him why all the Mavs dancers have fat boobies. Turns out X's and O's sometimes are more important than Jimmy Joe's. And Tank Lawrence tells us what 17 mil smells like. Also, what is a mino? Julie Dobbs, Jacob Camp, and RIPTC. And now, two guys who, just like D-Law, have also dressed like Khal Drogo and Khaleesi with their wives for Halloween. It's Bob Stern and David Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Careful. Yeah.
Hey, Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey. What?
It is Thursday, July 26, 2018, live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, California. It is a Dallas Cowboys training camp. From the tennis courts, just mess with me, Blake. Don't mess with me. Episode 4698, Shorty. Check. All right. We're okay. The voice is coming back.
Stir.
I think everything's going to be fine. Feeling good. Z-Pack success. Here we go. Day two of our eight-show journey through Dallas Cowboys training camp in Bonds. Hey, Dan.
Hey, man. How's it going? You look great. Sound good?
Oh, Krista at Bonds is, she's not going to be used to this, is she?
So
she's flustered when she sees us because we're showing up for our lunch at 9 a.m. California time.
Yeah, I guess I don't think about that when they're always surprised that we want sandwiches.
And so Krista, who is...
We finish each other's sandwiches.
Maybe the rare 65-year-old Krista is always working the deli sandwich portion of the grocery store we're staying right next to. And you can tell that she enjoys the quiet time of her shift, and we are interrupting that looking for ham on wheat.
I was worried yesterday when she sneezed into her hand before she made our sandwiches, but she did go wash her hands. Did you see that? Did you note that?
Krista follows all the rules. She's not cutting corners. That's not how Vons has grown into the grocery empire it is today, Dan.
3 days? We've been there three times.
By the way, I think they're related to maybe Tom Thumb?
Yeah, because when I put in my phone number, I get the discount.
Yeah. Yep.
Or if you put in any area code.
Oh, is it Albertsons? Okay.
Now that's choice.
Put in any area code and 867-5309.
Which I have been doing, but I don't know the Oxnard area code.
Every store will take that.
Yeah, and my wife was first impressed by it and then annoyed that I was giving away our precious shopping points to some other account, which
I
thought,
who cares?
Isn't it worth the fun?
I'm a coupon guy now.
Are you?
Dude, when you go to those...
coupon and not coupon. Interesting.
When you go to one of those drugstores, the big ones, and you leave there with a receipt that looks like a scroll, it's free money.
A lot of stuff on there, isn't there?
Sometimes it's like not product specific. It's just $5 off your next purchase. I'm like, well, I usually spend about $5 here.
Jake, I have a medical marijuana question.
And let me tell you something. He's been with me for 24 hours straight, and he hasn't asked me one. So the second he's on line with Jake, it's time to get my medical marijuana questions answered. Go ahead.
Because they sell medical marijuana here.
Mm-hmm.
And they also accept credit cards at these places. I mean, I've been told. Could I use my Cumulus? Do you have a Cumulus credit card, like for your health savings account?
Can you use your HSA card?
Because you can use that at...
Wow, I bet you can.
You can use that to buy...
medicine, sure. Prescriptions?
Yeah, if you're at the drugstore, just even buying aspirin or something, you can run that if it's got to be some kind of a medicine thing.
It has to be.
So if I'm at the medical marijuana dispensary because of my anxiety, can I run my Cumulus HSA card and get tax-free? Isn't that what it is? They don't take taxes out of that?
Well,
they put it in your HSA
generally
account?
It was companies, like I don't know, Cumulus in particular, because, you know, that's highly confidential company information. But in general, I think an HSA program is, yes, to get your own pre-tax dollars to your medical expenses, but also a certain amount of matching from the corporation.
My guess, and I honestly have no idea because they don't have this here, and I also don't have an HSA, but my guess would be that that tax or lack thereof on your medicine is some sort of a federal matter with either the FDA or the IRS or both, and that marijuana, even medical, is federally illegal.
Mm.
So my guess is that no. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I don't think drugs are a state matter of any sort.
This is our first massive disagreement of the show because I thought, yes.
I honestly have no idea. It just seems that anything related to pharmaceuticals of any kind are not, I don't think, a state matter, and neither are the taxation of them. I don't think.
He sounds like he has a lot more information than I do.
Then, it's medicine.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Well, okay. Well, we'll continue to follow that story.
Well,
there's really only one way to find out.
Why don't you just tell us if they took your card or not?
Yes,
just rolled out some cash, actually.
You didn't want it so easily traceable?
We just rolled out some cash.
But then you totally disregarded that because you're on live radio?
I now want to move topics.
Do you have to declare that or do you just do it?
Do you have a sounder?
Topic move.
You.
Topic move on to interviews done from hotel rooms yesterday.
Okay. Huh.
First of all, when I went home yesterday afternoon, home means our hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Before I went down to the Jake's Four Pointer Hotel, because you have to go down the street to use the gym. So, yeah, gym guy. Did not stay in Texas, Bob. Gym guy has moved to California.
Out of state exercise. Wow. You really are a new man.
So after looking for medicine, I thought I need to go to the gym as well. But then I got, before even going to there, I actually did a phone interview. And it's the Dallas Morning News has been doing digital stuff. You've probably seen the great Donovan was on one of these with a guy named Selby Lopez. Have you seen these things?
I have.
In the Dallas Morning News?
I don't think I'm invited, but
oh,
yeah.
Because of your recent past volatile history with the Dallas Morning News?
We have a very fine relationship, but I believe because of matters...
I think they're just sifting their way through all of the Dallas-Fort Worth media.
They're going to get to me.
And by looking at the list, I think it's just all the spares in Dallas-Fort Worth media. They're going to move up to you and the Radio Hall of Famers at some point.
But might, I think might be one notable omission when all is said and done.
I don't think so, but okay.
You feel like they'll never call you for the interview?
I absolutely feel that way, and that's fine. I understand. I had to make a decision, and, you know.
Now, are you doing, like, a passive-aggressive thing here so that they will call you?
Of course
like,
not.
Okay.
I think...
Because I know it's one of your dreams to be featured in the digital version of the Dallas Morning News.
It's always been a dream.
Well, anyway, I'm very worried about it, and I wonder... I just hope I don't come across sounding like some kind of a douche. I actually worried about it falling asleep, so I'm putting out an alert that I may have said some things wrong, but I was trying to be really, because one of the things they threw at me is, or he seemed to do a little bit of research online, but not a lot. Like he said, hey, I saw this thing online where you were doing a song with Corby on stage somewhere. What was that all about? Like, so I explained Summer Bash and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then... the next question, or one of the, I guess if you Google search us, you're going to find the next thing is like, hey, you guys almost left in 2013. What was that whole deal?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to explain how the reason we stayed was, you know, mostly because of the guys here and it's great and they've propped up our career. And I just hope, I don't know, I hope it sounds okay. So I was going to sleep wondering about this, you know, game that these guys play with the media and how they say one thing and then they wonder how it's going to come across when somebody prints it out, you know?
Right, because you can't trust the media.
I don't think you can, and now I'm worried. I'm just worried that what I was trying to say didn't come across the correct way. So I'm just issuing an alert and to tell you to watch out for your digital version of the Dallas Morning News. So then I'm thinking I was the only guy on the show that did an interview yesterday, so I was feeling pretty big about myself. Like, man, everybody wants to talk to me. I'm awesome. And then I'm listening to my radio last night. I'm up. I'm a night owl.
This feels like a lie, but go on.
And I'm listening to The Ticket, actually. And here is what I heard. Can I have the audio, Blake? Thank you.
The legend, Bob Sturm, the busiest man in show business in Dallas. He does the number one sports show in Dallas. He does The Stars. He's writing for The Athletic. I mean, he's like one of these NFL coaches sleeping in his office. He may not even go home at night. He's so busy. He's probably out in California right now at the Cowboys camp in Oxnard. What's going on, Bob?
Scotty, it's been too long.
My man, you are just taking over the world down there.
just trying to stay employed, my friend.
We like watching you do the Stars games. Because like I'll watch their games in here, right? And I see you.
So you're sick. You're on your last legs.
Yeah.
And but here you are. What is this? Late last night after we got home from sushi?
Not. It's 8 o'clock in California when I was on, but, yeah, 10 back in Dallas, 11 where Scotty is, and...
Because I do know you didn't want to hang out. I wanted to go out after sushi, and you wanted to go back to the room, so now I know why.
Just had to nurse myself back to health, but, yeah, on with him, and the first thing he goes to is, how much do you enjoy doing the Stars games, and... I told him it's great. I love doing it. I just didn't have the heart to explain
to him. You
didn't
make the announcement that you were not going to be on this year when he's watching?
No, it's too complicated. But I absolutely love doing hockey. Just don't look for me this season.
It'll be interesting to see if he introduces you the same way after this hockey season, and you can call his bluff on whether or not he actually watches you, because he'll probably give the same intro next
year. I think he does watch everything because that's he appears to really be into the gambling thing.
Yeah, I've been listening before whenever he was crushed over like a Sabres goal that he was clearly watching live.
Yeah.
On some Tuesday or something.
The sports media guy who's really into gambling, Donovan, I'm very curious about the life they live, especially if you're on the air at night with all a bunch of TVs in front of you and you're seeing your bets either coming in great or coming in poorly right before your eyes while you're live on the air, which is the Pharrell life. I'm very curious how that works out for him. Very curious if he just signs the back of his paycheck and just hands it to the next guy on payday or if it's just endless riches. I don't know. Can't live that life.
Yeah, I'd like to know about that life. Like, what kind of monetary investment is going into every evening?
Like, are you ever...
Because I got buddies that do 20 or 50 bucks on a game here and there, you know? But
you do.
I don't...
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
But I don't know the people who live in probably the Pharrell stratosphere. Boy,
so no. much trying to stay above board in the last 15 minutes.
Oh, so we're in Oxnard, we're on the tennis courts, we're having chips, and it's a good time here at Cowboys Camp. We got a busy first hour, then around 1:30, we need to start getting used to our Cowboys Camp routine. 1:30, you may know, is news time, and you may not have any idea what's going on in the world, and you're just counting down the minutes till Jake helps you understand the world, but... You're going to have to wait a little longer when we're at camp. The 1:30 news happens at 2:30.
So with our cowboy player man slash
Buddy, I hate to tell
Jason
you, but I
Garrett
a rabbit today.
Slash
yep. You're going to have to eat squirrel. He's got a couple of yard cats here.
Bad timing. It leaves us like 2 minutes for the 1:30 news at 2:30.
Yeah, I wish I had y'all's schedule.
Here's Mino. Raising Cane's
Thinking layup of a show.
Y'all just do whatever. We can't do a story. We have to break in 2 minutes.
Go. Do
Three
a story.
Minutes.
You don't have a story for
we
me?
We need more
I have
stories.
Several stories.
Let's talk
a
more
real...
about hunting and Muppets.
A real newsman to present us with one story.
So did they have to bathe off all the dust to make that record?
Yeah, it was a dusty record. Okay.
Are they washing their clothes on a washboard while playing those?
Killing two birds with one stone.
In the creek.
That's all we have time for.
Okay, so there was a report issued yesterday detailing how long are his shorts?
Way past the knees.
Not long enough.
He will be allowed to go to a Catholic school in 1965.
Let me ask you this.
His shorts are past the knees.
Seems he has been eating lately.
Is there full leg coverage where the short sort of overhangs the sock?
There is a little patch of skin between the short and the sock.
Okay.
Seriously, Mike.
So we're not there yet. We don't have a full sham leg eclipse yet.
He has a fully exposed calf.
All you're doing is just laying into a guy that's one of your peers. Just let it go, man.
The ladies can see all the calf they want.
Boy, they love it. Everybody love it.
There's a line, yeah.
Everybody love it. All right, leave him alone. He's a legend.
Sure.
Why are you laughing at
him?
Why are you laughing at him?
I'm not.
He's a great dude.
What's your problem, Mike?
You bring him up to tear him down, Mike.
No, I don't.
Does he still have the goatee?
That's how Mike got in the Hall of Fame.
I believe he does.
Tearing others down.
Uh-huh.
He walked on the backs of others.
I'm going to rip that guy today.
It's
he deserves it.
He's an ad lib of bad appearance choices.
I got an idea.
Jake.
Brad Sham.
Stop it.
Is a sham.
Ooh, write that down, Grego.
Everybody stop.
Like, I'm not there.
All right, now here comes somebody else. Oh, he's going to
stop. Who we got here?
Going to make it down this far.
I know it's not Steve Dennis because I can't hear him.
Who are you going to take down?
It's JJT.
Now, that's the guy from the Guinness who has his little reader on decibel level. I believe Steve Dennis may be setting that record.
Jason, trying to measure it's what very animated and everybody's laughing at
I heard Danny get stopped down by that yesterday.
Wow, the walk-off.
Hey, tell Steve Dennis to shut up.
Did Garrett just hug?
Man,
somebody.
Look at that. Look at all the extra info that's
is he hugging Slater?
By the media.
No, it's Slater's like cohort.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's the next Slater.
Hi, Mickey.
Oh, Slater. Jeez.
Who's getting the walk-off right now? The walk-off is whenever... Yeah, but I'm saying who's in there.
Garrett and Mickey and some hot girl. I mean, real hot.
By the way, the walk-off is whenever you stop and get to talk to the coach about questions that were too important to ask in front of the other unwashed masses.
Todd Archer got full tattoo sleeves in the off-season.
I saw that.
like
a biker. Each Slayer band name is so, on his arm.
Did not see that coming, but it kind of looks good.
Keep this going.
Tell Steve Dennis to shut up.
I like the play-by-play of what the media is doing.
Mike?
What did you say?
Mike really believed that Todd Archer got sleeved.
Well, I didn't believe it, but it's not a... Mike's trying
Todd
to get a
Archer.
Look at him.
Wow. It's exactly like Zeke's new...
Lamb of God. Who would have thought?
Wow. Todd Archer joined the Sons of Anarchy.
No. He got tattoos to honor all of his fallen comrades from ESPN that were axed over the summer. He's got a big Ed Werder portrait.
He walks over and drops a little teener of meth on our table. Enjoy, bro.
This is from the Mayans.
Yeah.
Hey now.
This October?
Yeah.
Why not?
Tight.
Let's go. And that's the news.
There's a void out there in the marketplace, so why not?
Yep. No doubt.
That's the 1:30 news, Jake?
I think that's what Bob just said.
All right.
Well, I mean, if we can, I was just trying to mind the clock.
We can discuss possible sleeves for Todd Archer a little bit more if you'd like.
No, that was good info. It's really good to catch up on what's going on in Dallas.
Yeah.
Who expects?
We expect.
Who expects?
It is 10 till 3. This is the ticket.
And Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell. Dan McDowell has a lot of bits. Bob Sturm has one. Count them. One.
One.
One? One?
It's not even 1 o'clock out here, Corby, and we're done for the day.
Man.
Here's Mino.
Thank you, Bob. Here's
Boy,
Dan.
Those middays are sweet, aren't they?
I didn't think they could get sweeter, but here we are. It's sweeter.
We're having a round table later on today. We're going to need you to about...
Yeah, we're going to have daily round tables.
Yeah, and you're on the first week.
Awesome. I'll be here.
All right, here at the table,
above ground burial plots.
No, we're discussing head shops.
The rectangular table, sorry. It's Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson.
Mike,
the
Corby.
Hardline.
Snake and Rhymes.
It's Reiner and Corby.
The Hardline.
That's an interesting question, though. What you would call a head shop out there, do you have to be like, hey, it's the a water pipe line. For tobacco?
Hey, you don't have to lie.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry. Say this is for pot. This is for smoking
pot. I know I'm encroaching here.
As long as you don't dump my water cup on my keyboard, we'll be fine, Mike.
Okay.
You can actually tell the truth.
Oh, look at me. Yeah. I have a keyboard.
This is a bomb to smoke marijuana.
Right. These are eatables.
Not a water pipe for tobacco.
Right.
And then we all, like, look at each other. Okay, yeah, all right, bro. I know what you really
Man,
mean.
Man, I used to love to go to the head shop.
Get yourself a Hendrix poster. Maybe some incense.
Maybe a blacklight poster of a panther.
Did you ever burn incense in an apartment?
That's
the dumbest question ever.
Ever.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
My favorite poster was the blacklight poster of the Zodiac.
Yeah.
With all the recommended sexual positions.
Like the Kama Sutra.
Nice.
Did you get that?
So hippie.
Did your mom or dad ever show up at your apartment randomly, any of them?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? My God, son.
What is this? It's the Buddha statue.
There were a couple of times when they were, shall we say, slightly off put by what they saw.
Yeah.
So today, Mike, is Thursday, July 26th, 207th day of the year. 158 days remain in 2018.
Oh, God, we're never going to make it.
This song is as big as a baseball bat.
Let's see. Let's go chronological here. On this day in 1962, Red Sox pitcher Gene Conley and infielder Pumpsy Green
The first black Red Sox.
Mysteriously disappeared after leaving the team bus. While they were in traffic, they got off the bus saying they had to use the bathroom.
Yeah. And then they tried to get on a plane to Israel.
Later in the day, Conley refused a ticket at the airport to fly to Israel because he didn't have a visa. How did this all turn out? Everything fine?
Yeah, everything was fine.
Okay.
They came back the next day, and it was just kind of a weird little deal. But today, imagine two Red Sox players try that.
Try going to Israel.
Yeah. Jump off the team bus and traffic in Midtown Manhattan, and it's found out that they're trying to get to Israel. I think we've got a big story there.
I would think.
On this day in 1992, Nolan Ryan struck out his 100th batter of the season for a record 23rd consecutive year. Did JD ever do that?
JD did, most certainly did not.
That was his 319th win as well, a 6-2 win over the Orioles.
See?
Helped out by
where he shows JD
450-foot home run. You know, off JD the bat never of Juan played this Gonzalez.
Didn't play past Little League. If he ever played that,
Ivy League pocket protector guy doesn't really know anything about the great game of baseball.
And on this day 5 years ago, Ariel Castro.
More about making this country great again.
Oh, Ariel Castro.
The man who imprisoned three women in his Cleveland home over a decade, raping and beating them, pled guilty to 937 different counts in a deal that would have him avoid the death penalty. So he avoided the death penalty,
and
when he got to prison, he committed suicide.
There's going to come a day when we're reading a very similar story about Line 4 guy.
If you wanted to commit suicide, why wouldn't you just...
You watch.
I'm never going to get caught.
Well, it wasn't him that probably proposed that. It was his lawyers.
And lawyers are always screwing everything up. Totally.
And wouldn't you rather kill yourself than die from the death penalty?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I have the guts to kill myself.
See, look.
I think I'd rather...
There's Todd right there.
Yeah.
We were mentioning got,
yeah, we were talking about the tattoo work.
I said you
Bob
got
Toby, you
tattoo
had.
Arm sleeves in the off season.
And Mike believed it.
No, I didn't.
Would you consider it though?
Suicide?
Probably not. Okay. All right.
Here at the Cumulus company that we work for, Cumulus, one birthday of note: Pat Seawee.
Bob.
Pat.
The great
best
Pat
known
Seaman.
For what? Either great production.
Uh-huh.
For his bathroom habits.
True.
Vaping. Or for looking like a really famous sports talk host. Which one do you know him for?
How many times in the hallway have you been confused for Pat and Pat been confused for you, Bob?
Never. Except
we once had 40 minutes of a whole meeting before realizing that was Pat sitting with us. And not Bob. We had planned out the show and everything, and then Bob walked in. It was so awkward. Happy birthday, Pat.
Happy birthday, Pat. Hope the Cubs win in your honor.
Did he get married at Wrigley Field? Like, on the field or just somewhere else?
Yeah. Jake got married on the Star. Texas
Jake,
Stadium.
Actually, Jake conceived his child on the Star.
Ah, yes.
At Texas Stadium.
Oh.
Jake, if you had to choose... Where you got married and or conceived a child, would it be on the Star, midfield, or on the horse, mid-court?
Oh, the Star. Much more romantic. At least in there.
Jay got married at that stadium that North Richland Hills High shares with what? Keller
Fighters
Athletic. At least then your attire would have been appropriate, Corby.
Oh.
Me?
Oh, here we go.
What did I do?
I'm just saying, if I got married at a football stadium, what you wore to my actual wedding might have actually been appropriate.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What'd you wear, eye black?
I wore like Garanimals, and he won't let it go.
Great wedding. Good suit.
He wore his trunk pants that he just keeps in there whenever he can't go home.
At least you didn't skip his wedding for the Tom Petty concert like
this
one guy.
His trunk pants.
P1 birthdays, my husband Daniel Vallace, At DMV726 is a huge Daniel. P1, wants a shout out for his 35th birthday. This would make his day. Thank you from Jesse. J-E-S-S-I.
I want you to know that I see your Anglo bit and I like it.
Hi, Dan. Hoping to get a birthday shout out to my husband, Matt Orsini. If possible, would like to hear the bit, what Norm has in his underwear. That's good a bit.
Good bit. Quality bit.
Well, it's actually it's a one-man, one-act play.
Hey, Mike.
Dan wrote it many years ago, so Dan, go ahead.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear.
I don't know, Norm. What?
The nard.
You see,
you guys should bring that back.
He says
it was so wildly popular.
The nard. It's like so Murphy, well, like Murphy Brown.
Inevitable, it'll come back sometime.
So well executed.
The nard.
I'd like to wish my husband, P1 husband Matt Rayford, happy birthday. He did get woken up in that special way.
We're gonna need a tongue swab.
We know
that. Something to prove that.
He would like to hear the classic doo doo as the meat drop.
Ah, that's a classic now, huh?
Oh, it's a classic, and we have so many bits.
And finally, hi, Dan.
Finally, Armin.
It's Susan Morgan, alias the Aging Beach Bunny. You told my story 3 years ago on Why Today Doesn't Suck. My happy divorce story, I reconnected with the love of my life from college. I moved to Florida with him. Anyway, I'm so sad to tell you that he passed away in my arms last week.
Oh, my God.
I'm grateful for the small sliver of time I had with him after a lifetime of dreaming about him. Any more jokes, Mike?
Let's head over to Mike to see if I can...
Never say never. Sometime dreams really do come true. Stay hard, men. Stay hard, love of my life. Hi, Dan, Mike, and especially Jake, who likes older women. She sent a photo for all of us.
Yeah, where's the photo?
Hello.
Let's see if I want to comfort her or not.
Let's determine whether or not this is worthwhile to begin with.
There's the photo.
Week.
Oh, yeah. You see that?
Yeah, yeah. You can call me.
Yeah. You're on board, Mike. You're definitely on board.
You're not going to take your word for it.
Can you see those?
You know,
it's harder. I know she's a little old for you.
He did it again with his headphones. His headset.
Mike's amazing.
People Mike's age, Mike doesn't like.
You know,
that wasn't an airplane.
Quit putting your headset by the ocean.
Oh, next to the fan?
Yeah.
Elsewhere in birthdays, Lyle Collins.
Really have long to live, so maybe...
Maybe he'll call TZ for a nice birthday present.
Lyle Collins, 25 today, Bob.
Does he still owe Throatzilla money?
That's what she told us.
Delonte West, 35.
What, for services rendered?
Oh, Delonte West.
What did you guys see?
Bill can't believe it.
What?
You'll never listen to
that. What's Delonte most well known for?
Breaking up the Cavs by sleeping with LeBron's mom.
Yeah.
Or, Jake, did you see him this morning when you walked in? Was he still sleeping in the garage? And Jordy Ben is 31, Bob. Jordy Ben.
Montreal Canadiens, great.
Dorothy Hamill, 62?
Oh, yeah. Now that was...
Oh, the inventor of the Hamill Campbell toe.
Oh!
That was Hubba Hubba back in the day.
Have you seen Sam today? Bob Lilly is 79.
Rory.
Could Bob Lilly beat up Sam Madison?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's 80.
I would.
Sam weighs what, 110?
I would put up money to see that.
I don't think Sam has a career in violence.
But we'd pay to see the fight, right?
How much?
Would you pay $100 to watch that fight?
Absolutely.
I would. Yeah. Yes, you would.
I will throw in $5,000 if you can make that happen.
I'll double
Sam
that.
Madison.
I will double that.
We got to come up with another name for him.
You're right.
Which is like 3 seconds ago, it occurred to me that you're not talking about the former
Dolphins corner. Yeah.
Look, that guy's old news. This is new Sam Madison.
Yeah.
Just ask him.
Mick Jagger, 75?
75, Mike.
Wow.
Helen Mirren, 73.
I guarantee he's had her. And I still would right now.
Absolutely.
Kevin Spacey, 59.
He tried to have me.
What happened to old Kevin Spacey?
Well, he started molesting children.
He's had a quiet year.
Yeah, he's probably going to have a quiet few more years ahead of him, I would think.
Maybe that's what you consider a quiet year, Bob.
Do you think he headed over to New Zealand and is living next to Lauer?
Sandra Bullock, 54.
Is that where Lauer is now?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Is he doing TV?
No, I think he's living on his ranch.
In New Zealand?
Yeah.
With Peter Thiel.
A ranch in New Zealand, huh?
Jeremy Piven is 53.
Won't accuse that country of harboring his type, but...
What about a ranch in downtown Dallas?
Chris Harrison is 47.
Only if he's willing to buy diamonds by the ton.
True.
Is he doing well?
Was Chris Harrison on our show?
He's been on ours.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You guys there?
One day the truth is going to come out about him.
Now!
I have a birthday date.
Is he willing to chase cuties in his Cadillac?
Here's not payable with Mike.
Oh, sure.
You know,
well, just for fun.
But, you know, when you start talking about attendance.
No, okay.
Happy birthday today to Daniel Vaez. Back to you.
Oh, God. Well, you have trimmed the fat, man.
Yeah.
I like it. These are only, like, top-level guys, right, that are paying about $1,000 a month.
This is the blue tier.
Now, spares.
It's an interesting idea, though, Mike. Think about it. You know how Norm has his...
Sure, everybody knows him. Hang around in a little bit.
Slit.
His gambling site.
This is Mike's clubhouse.
Could you, in Mike's clubhouse, get people just to pay like $50 a month to ensure that when their birthday pops up, it's red on the air?
They're like standalone, though.
Sure.
They're not surrounded by like Evan Grant and...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're like standalone.
Anthony Andro. And
it'd be probably about $300 a month and a booby shot of your wife.
Big Anthony.
And a booby shot of your wife.
Booby.
Joe Smith is 43. A true 1-1.
You're right, Mike. Make it push.
Who's he?
Not the Astros reliever?
No, the
former
Indians
great.
Maryland Terrapin.
Okay, I don't hit me.
Lanky.
Didn't the Mavericks have him in for a visit one time? Like,
I thought of the Indians reliever as well.
Buck and
really?
Cavalier.
Is that the
Shut
one?
Shut up, Ty.
Bob.
Dan that died.
There's a 1-1 of that name, and you think of a spare reliever?
He's not a spare reliever.
What?
That guy.
He's a
what?
Very important that link guy, to the later ends.
That guy
of
gets
the game.
A gig every year somewhere.
Was he on the boat?
That guy gets a gig every year somewhere.
Yeah,
is,
he's
is
useful.
Your validation, like he, it's a Hall of Fame speech.
He's 43 and he's useful.
Yeah, but he was a 1-1.
Bubba Wells is 44.
They never get to the seventh inning great. Without Joe Smith.
Well, I don't know. It's camp. But let's go ahead and wrap this up.
One name. Shut up.
Yeah, why don't you just go home and shut up?
Brandon Morrow is 34.
Ah.
Good.
Not Brandon Morrow. Brandon Morrow.
Yeah.
He got his head cut off.
A steady bullpen hand for the Dodgers now.
The great Robert Gallery is 38.
Wow. He had a great future ahead of him.
And look at this. Bobby Watkins, 67.
Still, Mike.
Bobby Watkins.
Most starts ever on the PGA Tour without a win. Bobby Watkins.
Really?
Yeah.
God. What a golf nerd you are.
5, 4,
who
three,
would know that?
Three.
Me. Damn it.
And
that's good.
Shut it down.
Oh,
let's go.
Let's go home.
It is time for us to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
Metter Auto Group and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's have a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And here he is, Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over the top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Dude, I played 18 holes of golf with Shaft.
Thank you very much. By the way, the tattoo is not your typical shoulder tattoo.
No, no.
It is a full, huge chest tattoo.
It's a pectoral tat.
Yes, it required the raising of the shirt.
It's most serious. I wish that I could have a day like this, because I know that there's more where that came from. Imagine one day, Mike, in one day, that you wake up and the day progresses as normal, mm-hmm. and a guy calls you and says, "Hey, man, I just want to let you know that the market didn't treat you well today." Okay. All right, cool. Well, how bad?
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Well, so it seems that you lost $15 billion.
Whoa!
Damn.
That is what Mark Zuckerberg lost today, as Facebook fell 20%.
Didn't he lose a bunch yesterday, too?
Probably, yeah.
Seems like this is a 2 or 3 day trend for him.
Right. Whatever the case may be, he lost $15 billion in a day.
A Cumulus station.
Will he miss that?
No. Absolutely not.
Would Cumulus miss that?
Yes. Yes, we would. I don't even look, not sure if you guys were realize that I'm not a stock guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive. But I don't understand how that can even happen. They lost $120 billion in shareholder worth, and he personally lost $15 billion. How can you continue?
I don't know. I don't get it either, but I know plenty of people who do, and if you would like for them to explain it to you,
no,
they will, but it's going to take about 4 hours.
No, it'd take longer than that.
But keep in mind, it's not like that money just is guaranteed right. forever gone. It can go back up.
Sure. Yeah, of course. And it's not like it came straight out of his bank account. It's just,
it's invisible fake,
fake
stock money.
Right.
Now, I'm sure he would have loved to have cashed out, oh, I don't know, 3 days ago and had $15 billion.
Right.
In his hand rather than it being, you know, in the underworld, like in Stranger Things.
Is this all because of what
Joe Trahan just wrote something down on his hand.
Okay. You can ask him about that. Is it one of those things when you lose that type of money? Like, did he, when he found out about that, is he sweating bullets or is he just like, eh?
Probably somewhere in between the two.
Like, no matter what happens to him stock-wise, mm-hmm. he has enough money to where he's fine, his kids are fine, his kids' kids are fine. Probably 10 generations down are fine.
This is probably not going to alter the routine of daily life for him in any way.
Right.
But on the other hand, you know, guys who are in that game hate for that to happen to him.
Like, there's going to be a Zuckerberg in 200 years that looks down or looks at, you know, their great, 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 whatever it is, mm-hmm. and is like, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, this could go on to in perpetuity.
Yes.
It's like a Rockefeller.
You know what they call that?
Old money?
No.
What?
They call that generational wealth.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sure there are Rockefellers and Standard Oil people and that are all still going, thanks, Papa yeah. Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are young Rockefellers right now that are going to live off what happened 4 generations or 5 generations or however long it's been ago.
Right. Well, everybody pray for Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And this is all based on basically that what happened a few months ago where it was determined that they were stealing information and all that and people got pissed off. Again, I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it is or not, but there's been a lot of stories in the news lately because I think something like this happened yesterday, too. And maybe the day before that. He's had a pretty tough run here.
Right.
But how much of that is connected to the day-to-day of Facebook? No idea there.
You guys still very active on it?
Well, I'm on it.
For
yeah.
promotional reasons, mainly.
To Facebook?
Yeah. For what?
Promotional reasons.
Promotional?
Yeah.
Promoting
letting
your
people know about banned things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in 2013, Apple shed
score chicks.
$60 billion in one day.
Yeah.
But by the end of that year, their market cap was back above its level before the one-day drop.
So it can happen.
Yeah.
you know, something investors and Facebook might want to keep in mind.
I just wonder if Facebook is an old person thing. And by old, I mean above 35. Where the people that are under 35 are like, no. Like, you get into high school, you're not on it. You think it's lame. You get into your 20s, you think it's stupid. I don't care if people are talking about their cat or whatever it is. That it's seen as an old person thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Because, you know, I don't know any kids that are like, I can't wait to set up my Facebook account. No one says that.
Yeah, it's definitely for old people.
Yeah. There's going to be a movie about Elton John called Rocket Man.
Elton John.
Uh-huh. Now, if this Freddie Mercury movie is successful, man, there's so much pressure put on all these biopics concerning musicians. Because, you know, we've had a Hendrix one that's failed recently. Look, there's been a million of them that have gone straight to video. What was the one about the jazz guy that you guys watched? When there were one recently about...
The Miles Davis movie?
Was it Miles Davis that made no money and there was...
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
you didn't
exactly.
See that?
I don't think so.
No one saw it. These things are losing money hand over fist. It looks like this Freddie Mercury one is going to make money. If it's promoted right and done right. Well, now Rocket Man is going to star...
Rocket Man!
Bryce Dallas Howard will play Elton John's mother. She, of course... I guess most recently seen in the Jurassic World movies. The guy who's playing him is a guy named Taron Egerton, a 30-year-old Brit, or Taron, T-A-R-O-N. And I guess you can, I don't know, man, you can make him up to look like, Elton John probably is not too hard to make someone look like that because, yeah. You know, you just kind of shave their head and give them some stubble on the side and have them wear a duck costume or something and big glasses and they'll probably do okay. Freddie Mercury is very distinctive. There's no doubt you had to find someone.
He had a look.
Yeah, that you had to find to look like that. I imagine this is not as tough. John said he wanted Justin Timberlake to play him. Tom Hardy's name was floated by producers. And then they settled on this guy named Taron Egerton. Well, Bryce Dallas Howard will play Mama John. Mammy John.
As opposed to Papa John?
Yes. Yes.
I'd watch that documentary.
I like pizza.
I didn't even know this show was on still. The Affair has been renewed for a fifth and final season at Showtime.
All right. A couple of weeks ago... I watched about the last, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes.
Of just a random episode?
Or of whatever the episode of the week was on The Affair.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I was waiting for something else on Showtime, and it was on, so I figured I'd just hang with it, roll with it, and see if I got it or anything like that. And maybe.
I'm back on it, Corby.
What's that?
I'm back on it.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm caught up. It's great.
Maybe I ought to go back and get into this.
It just got too... Everyone was just so depressed and...
Oh, it's still that.
Nobody was ever happy and kids are dying. I'm like, dude, come on. No one's this unhappy. I mean, like, I'm not talking about one person. I'm talking about... Everyone in the show is always bummed out. I'm like, what?
Well, it's like real life.
When did
no,
you bail
not.
On it? Did you bail
Me?
On it in season two? Because you loved season one.
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Did you start up season two?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in like the middle of the season two, I was like,
you
I'm
quit?
Out. Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, Noah's now a school teacher in Compton.
The main guy?
Yeah.
They moved the show to L.A.?
He's in L.A. now.
Dominic West, of course.
Yes, the great Dominic West.
From The Wire.
Yes. Yeah.
Which took place in West Baltimore.
He now has been on The Affair as long as he has The Wire, if you can imagine that. Yeah, Maura Tierney, I just was tired of her act. Whoever the chick was that he was having the affair with, I got sick of her. It's like, dude, go have a freaking Happy Meal and call me in a little bit. Quit being so upset.
Mark that.
Well, anyway, it will be over next year after it is its fifth season.
That's fine. It needs to stop.
Charlie's
few, few series have the, I don't know, the makeup to go more than five seasons, in my opinion. Don't you think?
The staying power.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, comedies are a little easier to navigate, I think, longer.
I'm talking about, like, the feature dramas that are on
Absolutely.
HBO, Showtime, etc.
I completely agree.
Man, even the comedies, though. Even the comedies, and there's got to be some kind of storyline in the comedies, and they even run out of that.
Yeah, you have to have great writers when it comes to that. But you have a, if you have a really good ensemble cast and great actors, you can make a comedy last longer. Eventually, with a drama, you do. You start moving things to L.A., and jumping sharks. There's going to be a Charlie's Angels reboot.
Hi. Boy, that warrants a reprisal of an old character that had nothing.
That's right. That's right.
What?
Remember Charlie's Angels guy?
Oh, God.
Yep, that's right. They're bringing it back, Corby.
Well, who
Charlie's
are you?
Angel. I'm well, Charlie's Angels guy.
What was the point of that guy?
Well, you'd ask him, he'd say who he was, and you go, so what are you going to do today, man?
I'm going to go watch Charlie's Angels.
Like the old show?
Yep.
And what else?
That's all I do.
Forgot about Charlie's Angels, man.
The most limited scope character possibly ever.
But one of my most endearing.
I guess so.
Because remember that they were... It seemed like we had a Charlie's Angels movie story about every day in 2003.
Yeah, and he'd always pop up.
And why do we have those?
I don't know. And then, hey, man. Oh, hey, who are you? Charlie's Angels guy.
Yeah.
And what do you like to do? Watch Charlie's Angels, man.
Man.
Well, I gotta go now. All right. Yeah. Well, see you later. God.
Like Farrah Fawcett, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
Fine, man. Quickly, what else?
The biggest music streaming service in all of the Western world
is
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to 180 million users. And it just revealed it's losing twice as much money as it did last year.
How can this be?
Well, Netflix is losing money. They're all losing money.
Yeah.
Facebook is losing money.
How?
Okay, think about this model. Where I want to open up a restaurant where I have 100 people every day walk in and have, you know, my food. Think about that, that concept. And then there's 180 million people using this service. There's 1 billion people using Facebook. There's 1 billion people using Netflix. They're all losing money. How is that?
I don't know.
And the risk it would take to just start a business.
I'm asking you, you're presenting this story like you know something.
I don't get it. They just revealed, Wall Street did, that they're losing money hand over fist.
I read an article on Netflix. The problem is with them is all of that original content that they make, you know, all those series that we've never heard of and never watched.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it, because they're terrible. Like, they're putting out original content.
They're saturating.
Yeah, it's oversaturated, and by and large, most of it is unwatchable crap.
Right. But they want to just basically have enough stuff to control the entire medium.
I guess so.
We need to do that TV segment that I sent you guys last week.
Yeah, we didn't do that, so.
Yeah, it's a Halloween segment.
I wanted to save that for when you were around. But that
Write that down.
Write that down right down. Halloween and Hitler.
And cat murders. It deals mostly in what you're talking about is why HBO's losing, why, you know, Netflix is losing.
Yes.
Are people going for their entertainment dollar?
Right.
Where are you getting your energy?
All right.
Go!
I am.
Right now, though, let's take you down near or on or around the field of football, where Cobra has the wireless microphone. Cobra, do you have us?
Dude, do you guys have the NFL Network punched up in there by chance?
No, we don't. Should we?
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to walk right past Jane Slater's live shot.
Why don't you crash it?
Well, that's what I mean.
You said you were going to walk by it. You didn't say you were going to walk
in
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like...
We're watching now.
Okay, let's see if it happens.
and Kayvon Austin, who they've traded for.
Just walked past it. Don't know how live she actually was.
Just walk behind her and just kind of brush her hair gently as you go.
God, that would have been hilarious. Just casually touch her neck. Was she on there yet, Ty? Was she doing
a
live?
No, they're showing like B-roll of practice right now.
Oh, that was me. But she's doing a live thing right now, and they're handing her notes, and I walked right past it, so I thought that I thought that I was in it, but whatever. It's all right.
You should walk by and fart.
Guess
you just did.
Yeah, there it was.
Look, he said that, not me.
Boy, it's very weird because there's a...
Excuse me.
Yes, there's a blue line that we need to stand by. It's very weird out here because... I know it's a Thursday, it's not the weekend, but the stands are about 1/5 full. I wonder if that's disconcerting at all to the powers that be. Like, there's hardly anybody watching this.
That's early.
I know it's early, but still, you got really good weather today, and ain't nobody.
Yeah, we do have that.
Look,
we got a nice marine layer.
We want people to be watching, right? We want them there, because you know what that means?
Yes, if they're watching them, they're listening to us.
Well, it's not that they're listening to us. It means that they're more likely to go back the next year. We don't want to lose this. We love California.
Don't worry. We're not going to be losing this.
Well, you say that. Be careful.
Yeah.
Believe me. I'll double down on this. I'll go Trump on you.
Yeah, but everything ends at some point. Right?
Yep, sure it does.
True. Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever, Danny.
Yeah, remember, Rome fell eventually, right?
Yeah, and Rome was not built in a day either.
That's true. Hi, Chris, how are you? All right, let's talk to some fans out here. Hi, Madam, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
April.
April, where are you from?
Oxnard.
Oxnard, where is that?
Here.
Absolutely, it is. That's a good point. Did you grow up here?
No, I grew up in Ventura.
Ventura, that's where we're staying. It's lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
What shipped you from Ventura all the way down to Oxnard, the Nard?
My husband.
Oh, that guy? He made you move down here?
Nah, we just did it on purpose.
Cheaper.
Okay, that's cool. These your kids?
My kids, yes.
Cool, you got two of them.
I do.
You have a pig?
Very active. Cool. Now, nose ring, huh?
My yes. pig found...
Pretty cool.
My pig
When'd you get that?
Years ago.
How old? You've held on to it, and you have like the side nose ring as well. You got a lot of piercings.
Yep. Yes.
You have a pig?
Is that it? Am I looking at the only piercings?
That's all you see. Yep.
What you see is what you get? Tattoos?
Yes.
How many?
I don't remember.
Yep.
More than five?
Yeah.
Could the kids answer this better than you? Do they know how many tattoos mom has? Now, are you cool with the kids getting tattoos?
When they're of age.
What is age?
18.
11?
Nope. 21.
21 is the age.
Oh, boy.
When they can drink, they can get a tattoo.
Okay, because they probably go hand in hand, right? You drink, you get a tattoo.
Well, not all mine, but okay.
Were yours done sober?
Yes.
Anus?
All of them?
Yes.
Are you currently sober?
Yes.
At the moment?
Shocker.
Or in life?
Life.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Heroin?
Now, are you a big cowboy fan?
Yes.
You don't give a damn. It's him that likes him, right?
I like him, but it's for him.
It's for him. That's great. You support him.
I do.
He's had a pretty rough 25 years with this team, hadn't he?
Up and down.
You see him throw a lot of stuff at the TV and...
Oh, yeah.
Kicking the dog and things like that?
They're not so sober on those days.
Oh, no. The Cowboys will make you drink for sure.
Yes.
What do you think of Vinny Testaverde?
I don't know, Mike. I'm not going to ask him that.
Have you ever owned a pig?
Well, let's talk about your hair, because it's awesome. It is shaved completely, like from the ear to the near the top of the head. Yeah. It's almost like a mohawk, sort of, right?
Yeah. He's the creator. He does my hair.
Oh, really? Is he a hair guy?
No. Well, for me, he is, but that's not his occupation.
All right, but he cut your hair?
He cuts it and colors it.
You let him do that?
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's blonde. It looks like it's naturally just a shade darker than blonde.
No.
Well, the roots look like that they're dark.
They're dark, yes.
Roots.
Okay.
I'm a brunette.
You are a brunette.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's cool. When'd you get that?
It's been a while. I just did the dye job this week.
Oh, you did? Mud?
What day was it? Monday or something like that.
Mud?
What?
I did my dye job this
Mud?
Week.
Oh, okay.
On Monday.
Okay. All right, that's good.
You ever given a dye job?
That's cool. Have you given a dye job?
No.
You've never done that?
Only to myself.
Okay.
Me too.
That happens. That happens.
Had to have a rib removed.
It's been pleasant talking to you guys. I wish you luck for the Cowboys this year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck.
With your...
Thanks.
With your...
You too.
I hope you,
with
your, I hope you do well.
Thanks. With your...
We do too.
With your...
With your bottom. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. There she goes.
What was her name?
It was a month of the year.
April,
yeah.
And she had mud on Monday.
Yeah.
Mud day?
Mud day.
Yeah.
Give yourself a dye job.
Yes, what if mud day.
What if that only happened once a week? That's what you had to call it.
Jane, you on the air?
Hi, you.
How are you?
I was on the air.
Hey, you killing it?
Well, I wanted to kill it for them, but, you know, we do this live thing on Total Access, so they want to see live practice, and every time...
Okay. Part of the business, right?
Well, you know, it's all about... It really is kind of the symbol of what is this season, flexibility.
Right.
We're driving that image home.
Okay.
How flexible is she?
When'd you get here? Yesterday?
Mike,
2 days
Danny
ago?
And his rib.
I've been here a while. Got out here last week.
You for what?
Well, I got to do some studio work.
What?
It's kind of fun.
Oh, cool.
That's
bro.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mud? I know. I haven't seen you yet. Normally, we get out here and we have some fun. Where have you been?
Well, I got out here, what is today? Thursday? Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday? No, Tuesday, like at midnight or so. I've just got here.
Well,
I haven't been out. I haven't had a beer. I've done nothing.
What are we doing, man?
I don't know, man.
Let's get out.
Yeah, let's hook it up. We'll do it. The whole party's going out tonight.
Where's the party at?
Well, I mean, the ticket people are, but you're going too.
Oh, okay. I was feeling a little excluded there.
No, me and Donovan and Mike and whoever else.
All right, I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to hydrate.
Yes, hydrate first, and then maybe some Pedialyte in the morning.
And lift.
Yeah, do some lifting, too.
Some squats.
That's what pros do.
Yeah. You're sleeveless.
God.
I didn't know anything about this until a buddy of mine, Brad Stinson, who listens to the ticket religiously from Austin, and he's like, did you know about this bit? And I find this very entertaining.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, when during the football season, or off season for that matter, it is a bet whether or not Jane is seen on camera sleeveless.
And most of the time I'm sleeveless. I pit. You know, I'm looking at a Botox for that.
You pit?
Yeah, I pit.
So you don't want to sweat?
No, it's not, you know. And you never want to see them, never let them see you sweat. And
Botox can fix that?
Pretty significant.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and so, yeah, Mike, Jane is like the Jeff Beck of sideline reporters. No sleeves, ever.
Never.
She doesn't even know
Jeff
who that
Beck
is.
Playing in our Fairburg last night.
Oh, that's right.
Tore it up, too.
What a topical reference that is. Well, Jane.
Ask her if she knows who Jeff Beck is.
Guys.
Do you know who Jeff Beck is?
No.
Yeah, she's a top 40 gal. She's like into top 40. She, you know, Jeff Beck is like this old 70s guitar god.
Yeah, I wish I could say I was cool and like endear myself to you, but no.
No, she's very top 40 Jane, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm like 80s pop.
She likes rap music.
Yes, she does. All right, well, good luck with everything out here.
Including your bottom.
I guess good luck tonight, huh?
Yeah, good luck tonight. Well, yeah, we'll be here, so you miss us, but
find
we're
us.
Back. So
find
it's
us,
all good.
Find us.
It feels amazing.
All right, there she goes. Jane Slater, everyone.
The ticket tone.
From the NFL's network.
She hates you, by the way.
No, she
does not.
We have a very tight relationship.
She doesn't hate anybody.
No, she's a good kid.
Not a kid.
Well, everybody's a kid. Deucey. Wow. Whoa.
You're talking about somebody who hates you.
The Cobra.
Deuce. Here's Cobra.
Always singing. You. He's always singing.
He's an entertainer.
Now, what year was it, Mike, that they didn't allow you to come out here? They said, we're not having you. Was it 2 years ago?
I just had a live tease go down because of technical difficulties, and now you're going to talk to me about the one time in 25 years that I wasn't here.
Well, yeah.
Well, he was banned.
2 years ago, if you must know.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's no big deal. That's water under the bridge.
Don't confuse that with, which is a good Adele song, by the way. Don't confuse that with 4 years ago.
There are no good Adele songs.
Drove.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Mike was forced to drive out here on like a Dumb and Dumber scooter with all the equipment. Chris was carrying all the equipment.
That sounds like fun. You,
an overnight in Tucumcari, New Mexico can be kind of frightening. And it was.
And humbling.
It is a little bit humbling.
I've been to Tucumcari.
It is. Have you made the big announcement about what's upcoming?
Appreciate you listening to my stint with Norm a couple of weeks ago. We did an entire segment on it.
Okay, I was out of town.
My pregnancy, you mean?
Hey, no, your transition.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're debuting a new 30-minute sports show in the fall on September 4th. 30 minutes of fun, and we'll laugh, we'll cry. Hopefully some of the ticket personalities.
Can I break some news here?
Well. Hang on, Mike is breaking some news right now, too.
I'm having to report that I've been commissioned to co-host that with Mike.
Mike says that he has been commissioned to co-host that with you.
I'd love it.
You would, wouldn't you?
Believe me, I absolutely would love it. If anytime I could get a co-host who's older than I am, I think that's
you
that's
got him. Accomplishment.
He says you got him.
That'd be great. We'd love to have you guys come in anytime you'd like. Just carry me for the whole show.
Good well, God, look, now it's been promoted on Drive Time Radio, not on Norm's show. It's on Drive Time. Ooh. So now we got big listeners.
So what you're saying is you're much more accomplished than a Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
Well, he's on his way out, let's face it.
God.
What does that mean?
What a jerk.
That you're making are totally incorrect. It's because I continually am sending cat resumes.
About to shove Norm out the door?
I don't mean that to imply that I'm going after anybody's job.
Of course not. Of course not. We always welcome you, Mike, at any time. Good luck tonight with the stand-up. Hopefully you don't run out of tape.
Sing the Buckinghams.
I'm perspiring so heavily. I get so nervous when I talk to you.
Well, I'm a handsome guy.
Nice Telluride shirt. Like a lot of the folks here can identify with that.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
Nice,
all right.
Nice little George reference, by the way, Mike.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Radio star. I'm sorry. Radio personality. Dallas. Huge. Look it up. Davidson's the last name. Thank you. All right. Are we done?
Do you want to be?
You tell us.
It appears that we're out of time.
We're never out
of
time, bro.
Then in that case, community quick hits are coming up.
Let's talk about the quick hit that's going to stun America.
Community quick hits. Brought to you by
Johnny Cantrell's Texas Nissan of Grapevine.
Hey, tell Steve Dennis to shut up.
He's not here anymore, Danny. He's...
Whoa!
Yes, we're in the silent hour now.
Our show ends at 6.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. So, Southwest is letting us know, the airline Southwest, that after the fatal flight accident that they had, in which the window cracked and a woman kind of got squeezed out of there and she never recovered. Mm-hmm. That cost the company $100 million. They said that they pulled all their marketing campaigns, including online and on television, in the immediate aftermath of the accident. I guess a broken engine fan blade sent the debris into the window, and then that caused the accident.
Right.
But they decided to pull everything, and I don't... Help me out here. Why would you do that? Is that disrespectful to the victim if you have advertisements?
Probably because they're lighthearted and they're trying to, you know, all smiling and like nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
They have that series of some of their most handsome employees that they run across there and they're giving you the thumbs up sign and everything and
right,
smiling and it's levity and all that. Yeah, maybe that's a little too soon.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Well, whatever the case, $100 million is nothing to sneeze at, Danny. And
no, it's a lot of money, Corby.
They have made that up quickly. Where, I guess that happened in...
By sending the ticket to Cowboys training camp?
No. So that happened in April. Okay, April 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So they just got the numbers for April, May, June.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 3 months. And it appears that for those 3 months, they reported a $733 million profit. Now, that's during the accident. They still had a profit of $733 million. They ended up only losing 1.3% compared to the previous year. And they lost $100 million because they pulled all their advertising and online specials. You know what's weird is that, you know, I know advertising is subliminal in a lot of cases, probably especially on TV, maybe radio too, probably both. But would advertise, and I've heard this from other companies too, other large companies, that when they pull their ads for a month, they're spending a fortune. But in the end, that fortune turns into a bigger fortune just from it being top of mind. But it blows my mind that a company like Southwest still benefits off heavy, heavy advertising.
And their
spin to make.
Yeah.
And their campaigns are generally pretty good. Whoever the firm is that does their accounts are solid.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I'm glad that they're doing well after that. And, you know, as we've talked about a million times, that is about the most solid local company that has ever been created.
The economy of our Fairburg would be impacted dramatically if anything were to ever happen to them.
Yes. And I'm so glad that they're affiliated with Love Field.
Same.
You know, it just makes things so easy. I'm so glad the Right Amendment is done as well. That's had to add untold amounts of monies to that company. That stupid act.
It's ridiculous.
God, man.
Never understood that one.
What was the guy's name with the big bushy eyebrows?
Jim Wright.
Jim Wright, yeah. How did that ever pass? All based on DFW Airport, right?
Yeah. As I recall. It's been a long time since I've given the Wright Amendment much thought, but
yeah,
that was basically what they had, the idea. They had to pretty much kill Love Field to get that up and running.
Right.
If you felt a giant...
It was in 1979.
Wow.
The federal law that governed traffic at Love Field, with some provisions also applying to other mid-size airfields.
Crazy.
Told them what
crazy
they could
town.
Do.
Yeah. Hey, that's how much DFW Airport meant to the area at the time.
Basically,
they would
you could
do anything and everything.
Right. It limited most nonstop flights to destinations within Texas and neighboring states. So they made you add a step. And it just made it inconvenient.
Right. It was all about inconvenience. Well, now it's super convenient. If you felt an element of cheese and excess in Grand Prairie over the last year, it was not the fact that Cactus Pryor lives there. It is the fact...
Cannonball!
...that Tom Cruise... trained there. Now, how this didn't become news when it was there is beyond me, and maybe I just wasn't looking, but it seems like we would have talked about this. Tom Cruise was in Grand Prairie training for scenes for the movie that airs this weekend, Mission Impossible. Or that debuts this weekend.
Seem Impossible.
Not Seem Impossible, Mission Impossible, George.
And we knew nothing about this.
No. It says that he was at Airbus Helicopters in Grand Prairie. It says there at Airbus, which has been there since 1969, it's an assembly, customization, and flight testing of aircraft that's all done there.
Okay.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Is that out there on Highway 80 where all that other... air stuff used to be?
Highway 80. I don't know where that is.
Yeah, you do.
80?
Yeah, you know where it is.
Where it cuts through Grand Prairie?
Yeah, it's bound to run through Arlington, too.
Maybe I know it as a different name.
Yeah, you know it as a different name for sure. I mean, in Dallas, it's Davis.
It's out
there. Oh, is that Davis?
Yes.
Ty, it's still Davis in Arlington then, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can get all the way to Fort Worth on that thing.
Is that the way you used to go to Fort Worth?
It was one way.
Before the turnpike? I bet it was.
Yeah, probably that was the main artery before the turnpike.
Airbus Helicopters is off of Forum Drive in Grand Prairie.
Okay.
Grand Prairie.
So, it appears that he was there to train for a, quote, gripping and acrobatic chase scene. He says that a helicopter chase would be the biggest stunt for the upcoming movie. And he said he spent 2 years thinking about an aerial helicopter sequence. He says the sequence is just incredibly exhilarating and very dangerous, were flying very low and very close to rock faces in the sequence. Airbus provided three helicopters for the film, and he got, and since he does his own stunts, he got his helicopter license. Hang on, Norm. And spent time in the company's simulators in Grand Prairie to train for the scene.
Stunning.
So I wonder where he stayed while he was here.
Probably at the Red Roof Inn.
Is there a Scientology hotel?
There might be.
I know,
like,
there's
a Scientology Inn.
There's a New York Inn right by where Hutchison Junior High used to be, Corby. It's a lovely motel.
Oof. Did you go to Hutch?
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
That was deep in the wrong side of the tracks.
Traveling across town to play Hutchinson in football or basketball, that was
bad news.
Rough.
Why?
We were much better than them at both, but there was an element of danger over there because they had it was reported that that area had gangs. And we weren't familiar with gangs at the time in Interlochen.
So you're saying the streets got a little, shall we say, darker over that way?
What are you saying?
No, it was the Italian mob, Mike, that was over there.
Okay. Just trying to keep Corby straight here.
Well,
there were gangs, correct?
Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
Or was it just rumor of gangs?
No, there was actual gang.
Did you know anybody in them?
Ty?
Me?
Or you?
Yes, I was in the Star Wars gang.
Hence the tattoos. Is that what those arrived?
That was the initiation.
My gang, Mike, in Interlochen, and we were dangerous, and there was certainly, to get in there, it was tough, but we were known as the Canal Boys. And you can imagine.
B-O-Y-Z?
Of course. Two Z's. Three Y's. But you can imagine how tough we were. We traveled the canals, and we kept the peace.
And the first A in canal capitalized.
Yes, right.
Formidable gang.
And our slogan was, you can't spell anal without canal.
Did you used to have to regulate?
All right.
What?
If I would have said that, both of you would have just jumped up.
Whoa!
We expect better from you.
No, you don't. You shouldn't expect better from me.
You're like a guiding light, a beacon.
No, I'm not either.
Unfortunately,
it's no holds barred here.
It's anything goes.
That's right.
Man.
Full throttle, wide open, anything goes.
Did your gang used to tag the Spelunker's Cave?
Yeah, we would, of course. You're damn right.
When your parents would drop you off at Six Flags as essentially your summer babysitter.
Right. Or Wet n' Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were tough. I don't know if you knew. I mean, there was a lot of people in my gang that worked with me at the golf course in the summer.
Oh, boy. That's a toughening ground for sure.
Yeah, I don't like talking about
it.
You
roamed the streets with your polo mallets and beat people up.
It's a long time ago, Ty. Long time ago. Stuff I'm not proud of, Mike. Danny.
We've all got it.
David. Well, anyway.
Corbly. Corbly's gang.
Congratulations to Tom Cruise for making it to Grand Prairie.
How do they keep that out of view?
I don't know. Hopefully he made it to the Wax Museum.
Maybe he caught a concert at the Verizon Wireless Center.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Watch the Air Hawks game.
So much he's going to be back through here in a few weeks to catch Toto.
Yeah, are they playing there?
Yeah, they are.
Maybe he saw the Arctic Monkeys at Verizon. Maybe he broke bread with Cactus at Panera or something like that.
Well, I hope he had a good time here.
I do, too.
Maybe he'll buy property in the area.
Good news, doubtful. Good news concerning a store that is near and dear to all of our hearts, especially me, Radio Shack. Now, yes. Radio Shack is essentially gone. There are only a couple of hundred left after there were 100,000 of them or something wacky like that at their peak.
They used to send you out to set up telephone modems or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. So there are a couple of hundred independently owned stores left in America. That's it. A couple of hundred. Well, now it looks like that the company, which is still there, they're making some sort of comeback. There is a outfit called Hobby Town.
Yeah.
I know it.
Well, we're living here in Hobby Town, and that's... they're closing all their Radio Shacks down.
Seriously.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
You don't have to keep saying it. Come on.
Give me my due for that.
All right, I'll give you your due for that. All right, ticket stock. Hobby Town.
Okay.
And we're living here in Hobby Town.
And they're closing all the Radio Shacks down.
Now, there is a Hobby Town on Skillman and Mockingbird, you'll want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we've
man.
Been there many a time for the kiddos.
Get you some remote control cars and crap.
Of course.
Airplane glue.
You know what we buy there, Mike?
What?
Drones.
Dude.
And guess how long the drones last? Less than an hour as they're flown
Good.
Into a tree at 100
Good.
Miles an hour.
If only all drones lasted less than an hour.
The dogs get a hold of them and chew
exactly.
them to pieces.
Right. Well, anyway, Hobby Town, they are welcoming Radio Shack with the concept of store within a store. So inside Hobby Town, there's going to be a little Radio Shack.
Like a kiosk or something.
I'm bigger than a kiosk, I think. I think they're going to occupy a little more space than that, but they're going to be in, that concept is going to be in more than 100 locations to start. But what are they going to sell? They got to sell, like, companion pieces to what Hobby Town items would require,
yeah, like batteries and adapters and diodes and resistors.
Yeah.
Doesn't Hobby Town sell model airplanes?
Yes,
and
they
stuff?
Do. I'm sure they do, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. They're going to need glue.
Okay.
Man.
If you say so.
What a beating that was, putting that stuff together with airplane glue.
God, I loved it.
How did you ever have the patience to do that?
Anything that it took to just isolate myself in my room for my teens was, I was all about it.
Wow.
You.
Yeah.
Did you make model airplanes?
I was more of a car guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had.
So you used a lot of glue?
Yeah. I was into glue.
The detail that I would take and the time I would take to meticulously put these World War II planes together was insane.
That doesn't square up with what
it
we know.
It really
to
doesn't.
Today.
I mean, I would take, Corby,
you
I
know
would.
What?
What? Model
it's
airplane
late.
Talk?
Hold off on this because I experienced this as well.
All right. Model airplane talk coming up.
Well,
someday.
Coming up
at
next.
At some point in the future.
After the Hitler segment.
Mm-hmm.
Go.